question. Why is it that gay men always got to just do the gayest motherfucking shit? Okay, we understand you gay, we gay, we gay, we like niggas and all that. Why the fuck do blood dogs gotta get on stage and kiss niggas in the mouth and do all of that type of shit? Why you can't just do a performance and get the fuck off the damn stage? These punks got to just
What up, what up, what up? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Today is Monday, June 28th. Hey, everybody. Oh, my God. I'm talking about BET Awards. I just seen some snippets, and I'm going to talk about some things that happened on BET. You know, Lil Nas X has been hitting the scenes hard, you know, promoting his sexuality, you know, letting people know, young black males, that he's comfortable in the skin that he's in. And there's nothing wrong with that. When he came out with that satanic I am Ontario, call me what you want, call me what you need, you know what I'm talking about. So that video was very, very, very sexual. It had a lot of elements in it. It was very creative. Don't get me wrong. I love creativity. I like the artistic part of it. I just was a little bit too much for me. I don't knock nothing what you do. If you're gay, you're happy, that's you. Live your life. Live it how you want to. But I do want to say this. I feel like, to me, this is my opinion. I feel like, to me, he's doing a little bit too much to prove and to promote this stuff. So this is a young guy that I came across, and the recording that you heard in the beginning is a part of that recording. And I wanted to start it off like that because I wanted you to get a feel of what I'm about to play. So what I'm about to play is this guy who, you know, he wanted to talk about Nas X and how he's affecting the black male gay community and how he feels about it. And I agree with him. So I'm going to play this and let you guys hear it. And you tell me what you think, okay? So here we go. I'm going to play it.
Dude, Lil Nas got to get on there and kiss niggas in the mouth and do all of that type of shit. Why you can't just do a performance and get the fuck off the damn stage? These punks got to just explore and push punk shit and churn face. And that's why these churn be wanting to suck ding-a-ling and have sex at the age of 12 when they be gay. They don't even know about the LGBT community. Why he not pushing safe sex? Why these motherfuckers ain't talk about using safe sex and condoms and shit? That shit ain't cute to the real suit, bitch, and I don't give a fuck. Now, you should have used that goddamn moment and had a condom in your tongue, put that bitch on your goddamn tongue and slinging it in that nigga, that punk mouth that you slobber-dobbing on stage. That's my opinion, and I'ma stand on that. I don't like that shit. God damn. Niggas come out of the closet and just be all the way in the river with the shit. Calm down, little mama. You just came out 72 hours ago. Now you up there and you out next. You're gonna be on Pornhub with your booty cheeks spreading from here to East Arizona. I don't know what's going on, but listen to the LGBT community. We got to do better with showing the up-and-coming punks that is more to life than all that. You can be great. You can be successful. You can be anything else. And you save sex.
All right.
Let's go. The lights are bright.
So, you know, so I'm going to, excuse me about that. I had, you know, it came into another video. So I want to talk about that. And I agree with him. I do agree with it. It's just too much, you know what I'm saying, to prove yourself. And Diddy had tweeted on his tweet, you know, he commended him, live your truth and all this kind of stuff. But we've heard things about Diddy taking a walk on the wild side himself in other ways, allegedly. So I just want to say, like, you know, you can live your life the way you want to live it. We live in this era, you know, that things is, you just do whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's like, even with the respect factor of people, nobody has respect for people anymore. Everything is just, you know, just disrespectful. And I think even with black women, things have become to the point where even being disrespect with a black woman with black men, women are trying to be these black girls today. Women, black girls, whatever. They don't have respect for themselves. And when I say that, nothing wrong with, you know, you're not Megan Thee Stallion, you're not City Girls, you're not Cardi B, you're not Sweetie Pie. You're none of these type of women that promote, you know, getting a bag and he got to have a seven, he got to have an eight figure and this and this and that. And da, 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 da. See, these girls have to realize this is reality. When I was growing, I listened to Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, Moni Love, The Brat. I listened to all those type of people. And I mean, don't get me wrong, Lil' Kim was like the city girl back then. You know what I'm saying? Talking about explicit stuff, but it never got to the point where she said like, oh, you know, just be disrespectful. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, because I seen a show with, what's her name? Savannah, CBJ's daughter on Love and Hip Hop growing up. Damian Dash's son was on there and, you know, he liked her. She's a chocolate cute girl and everything. And Damian Dash's son had some issues. His name is Boogie, if you want to check it out. His name is Boogie, and Stevie J's daughter is named Savannah, and he was feeling her, you know what I'm saying? And the first thing that come out of her mouth is, oh, he gotta have this, and he ain't on my level, and mind you, she's Stevie J's daughter, so she ain't got really no money. She ain't like no child star where she got money. Boogie probably got more going on for himself than she does, but to the fact of it is that she played this man, you know what I'm saying? Because he didn't have what she wanted. And she was talking about, you take me to the store, Chanel, I'm all about this, all about that. That's what I'm saying. It's like, how you going to that? And then you turn around when you get up in age, you wishing that, oh, I wish I had a man, I wish this and this and that. Because you're living this city girl life, or you trying to be like the girls that you listen to. You got to know what's fiction and reality. And I think a lot of these young girls today don't know how to decipher fiction and reality. You know what I'm saying? They think that that's the life that they're living, and you're not. You don't got a pot to piss out of. You barely can wash your ass properly. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, really? You know what I'm saying? I grew up in an era where my grandmother taught me a lot of things. Don't go out the house with no holes in your drawers. Make sure you have on clean underwear. Make sure you have car fare. Make sure this, make sure that. She never said, make sure that the man that you go out on a date, he gave you car fare to get home, because anything could happen. And I learned a long time ago, like I had an incident when I was young and I went somewhere and I did not have car fare and I wanted to leave that situation, and I learned from that point on, I said I would never be in this situation ever again. And I had my elder teach me right from wrong, but me being a young adult, thinking I'm grown, thinking nothing like that would ever happen to me. It took one time and I learned my lesson. I don't depend on, when I was young, I learned from that lesson that I would not depend on no man to ever take care of me or put me in a situation. I mean, I've been in some bad situations. You know what I'm saying? And I had to learn. I learned from each situation. Some people don't know how to learn from their situation. They'll keep going through the shit until they get burnt out. I don't know how people can do that. I mean, all it takes is one time, maybe two times. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just saying is that women have to, if you want a good man to value you and not devalue you, look at yourself and look at what you bring to the world. Look what you bring, not to the man, look what you bring to yourself. When you look at yourself in the mirror, are you looking at yourself and say, I'm happy with the person I am. I'm happy that I do this. Are you looking at that person? Not what you want, what you bring to yourself, your inner self. Because a lot of times us women, I'm going to take the color off of it now. A lot of times us women, we devalue ourselves. We already get devalued by men and Instagram and what the media feels. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like I was looking at YouTube and it's a lot. I mean, God, I'm so glad and blessed that this stuff wasn't out when I was growing up. YouTube and videos and being caught on film and stuff like that. God, thank you, universe. Because I'm just like, the stuff that I see that our young youth, that my younger brothers growing anywhere, anybody from 16 to 18, well, really 13 to 18 doing, like, it's a YouTube video on Smash or Pass. And it's like these are young adults talking about if they will smash or pass somebody. Like, they going to each other's face and looking at them in their face, oh, I'll smash you. You fine. Turn around. Women, and these young girls are letting men, and they're devouring themselves by allowing men to grade them on if they will have sex with them. And it's not just a one-way street. It's not just a one-way street. It's not the men have their chance and the women have their chance and the women do the same thing. And I'm looking, and I, you know, don't get me wrong, they'll throw a, you know, some chocolate women in there, maybe some thick girls in there. And I've seen one when a guy, he was just as dark as her, he looked this girl in her face. Now, this is how I know how disrespectful this era of young adults are. He looked her in her face and said, "You black as fuck. I don't like you. You're not my type." Now, back in my day when I was growing up, now if a guy didn't like you, he had the decency to be like, "You're not my type," and leave it as that. But he went into downgrading her color, disrespecting her in a way where it looked like that. It hurt my feelings for him to say that. I mean, she looked like it didn't bother her, but I know it bothered her. If a man came up to me and told me, "Oh, I don't like you because of this, 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 and that, and you ugly, and because my skin tone is not light bright, or I'm not caramel, or I'm not these colors that society says is beautiful," that's what I'm saying. They're brainwashing they're brainwashing this group of young adults, this generation. That's what I was trying to say. They're brainwashed, and it's carried all the way from my grandparents, like the paper bag method, all the way to now. But it has gotten worse. It has slowed down, but now it has generated itself again in this era, and it's very, very, very sad, because we have these young girls that be on YouTube that disrespect themselves. And I'm going to get back to my kind again, my people, black people. I see these young black women devaluing themselves. Themselves, not no man, themselves, to get famous, to be popular. And it's sad. It is so, so sad. And it hurts me. I mean, God damn, people. I just, you know, this generation is so different. And it's like kids are like to the point where they're talking about murdering each other. They're like these rappers, these young rappers, they talk about murdering each other. Like it's like picking fruit off a tree. I mean, don't get me wrong, rap has been violent here and there, but this generation has no problem hurting each other, killing each other, devaluing each other. It's like it's worse. And I understand that I grew up in a generation. I'm not saying my generation was the best, but it's like people are doing things that you would not imagine. People, they don't even fight no more. They would rather shoot you than fight you. They'd rather take your life than to fight you. And to see another day, they would rather kill you than to fight you. Or if you have word, you have to be careful on every level of how you roll in this world today, because people are so so short-tempered that you don't know what you're getting. So that's why I said people need to start treating people with respect and just trying. I know you're looking at like, oh, I heard stories where people just kindly just be like, "Oh, you know, I just said, you know, I'm da 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 da," but and still something happens to them. It's scary out here, man. It's like this generation is lost. I mean, it is a loss. They're very creative, but they're very lost, disrespectful. And what I'm saying is that Lil Nas, going back to Lil Nas, that Lil Nas X performance. It's like it got into the point where that kind of stuff that you see him kissing a man on TV has, when stuff like that, when we were growing up, my generation was growing up, was taboo. You didn't see it. You didn't hear it. You knew things like that happened, but you didn't see it. And it's like they're making it more welcoming. And I feel like our children don't need to see that. Now, I do believe that. I feel like certain things our children should not be involved in, should not be aware of. I mean, that's just too much, because we already got ignorant as young women thinking that, you know, oh, a man has to have, they got things out here where women can go out here and make their own money, exploiting themselves, all different stuff this era has provided for our people. And we do not need any more trauma in the black community. We don't need no more of that. You know what I'm saying? If you're gay, be gay. That's cool. He's a performer. It's nothing wrong with showing your artistic, but I just feel like that's just, like, for an awards show, I felt like that was just too much. And I agree with the young man on Instagram and what he was saying. And that man was gay. I do agree with that. And I feel like this man, Lil Nas, and you know, say what you want, I feel like Lil Nas X has sold his soul to entertain and to promote sexuality to our youth, young black men. And I do believe that. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care who you love. If you love, you love. You know what I'm saying? You love who you love. You know what I'm saying? That's not, I'm not God. I can't judge you. That's not my place. You know what I'm saying? Because I got gay people in my family. You know what I'm saying? I know gay people. That's not my place to judge you. You know what I'm saying? But I do agree with, some stuff can be too much on TV. Some stuff they just overkill. Oh, well, it's okay when women do it. And no, it's not. It's not even cool when they do it. I get tired of always looking at a movie and it's always something, like, always something sexual. Like, they have to add. I know that this is the world we live in, but you don't always have to always add gay scenes or gay sex, or always have to have some kind of involvement in every movie or everything. Everything don't have to be involved with that all the time. Even with sex all the time, you don't always gotta have sex in a movie all the time just to get the movie going. That's just my opinion. I'm not hating on nothing. Like, I seen a movie on HBO Max, Brooklyn Heights. I wanted to watch that movie, but I didn't like that movie because they always goddamn kept singing. I don't like singing on, like, I wanted to, like, see the acting. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to hear singing all through a movie. Every time a scene come up, here they go. Where are we now? Here we go. I got to find a place to go. See, I don't want to hear all that all the time. That Broadway stuff. Leave that for Broadway. I just want to see the movie. I mean, don't get me wrong. You can have little songs here and there, pinpoint here and there. But I don't want the whole movie to be about goddamn singing all the goddamn. Every time a sad part come up, they gotta sing. Every time a happy part come up, they gotta sing. Every time somebody get into an argument, they gotta sing. I didn't like the movie. I didn't like Brooklyn Heights. I didn't like it. Washington Heights, whatever it's called, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. So, you know, I'm a rambler, and I just wanted to share some stuff with you because that was something that I felt needed to be expressed. And I know a lot of times people get offended when you speak about things, and because you don't agree with everything, and everybody will always want to cancel you, or, oh, you're being disrespectful. It's like people, like I said in one of my podcasts, can people change? People can change. You know, it's not, they may still feel the way they feel. Well, they maybe they shouldn't have said what they said at that time. Sometimes things don't always need to be said on Twitter and stuff like that, because look what they do. When you become famous or anything, they go back and rewind that beautiful bean footage and find all the dirt, and you said anything about anybody, gay or whatever, you was bullied, they tried to cancel you. Especially black people, they would do it in a heartbeat. Kevin Hart lost the gig because he said something years and years and years, I mean decades ago, and they canceled him because he was supposed to host a award show, and they canceled his ass because he said he apologized and it wasn't enough. They wanted him to make a public statement. That's what I'm saying. Another thing with this cancel culture shit. You know, when somebody apologized and said that was something and I shouldn't have said it, let that be it. Don't keep trying to badger somebody to do something, because that then it becomes a fake apology. It won't be sincere. You know? So, I'm just going to say, Lil Nas X, I just want to say this, brother. You know, just think about things. I'm not saying that you can't be creative, but think about things. Don't overdo things because you're trying to add shock value. Because sometimes shock value can be a little bit too much. I mean, like, really. You know, but Lil Nas X, I do like your song, even though I didn't like the video, and I feel like, because I didn't like the video, I should have liked the song, but I do like the song. I ain't gonna say any hate on him, but I'ma just tell you like this, people, please, please, teach your children, don't let TV raise your kids, please, because that demon on the TV, it's not like the demon that we was raised with, okay? This is a new kind of TV, a new type of entertainment out here. And these young women and young men are growing up thinking things that were taboo and things that were wrong or right. So, I just want to say thank you for listening to my podcast. Let me know what you think. Hit me up. Say hey. And I appreciate you guys for supporting me on Anchor. And I will talk to you later. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Peace.